given to him or her by either a friend or customers. So it's bad. But on the other hand, there is nothing wrong to take your spouse's money, but you must first tell him or her before taking it once the money is above 10 or 20K and above. Once you start to steal from your spouse without his or her approval, then you have just broken the truth, and it might lead your spouse to start hiding money from you, even if you are in dire need, and that action will start breeding lies in that marriage. Okay, Prince Ramapo, that's a very important message there. Good afternoon, Havoku Majesty. I think it is understanding that takes care of this. Relationship is like a bank account. You deposit so you can withdraw. Individual differences abound in families, and it's important for each spouse to walk themselves through it. I think what makes a man or woman steal from each other is when they fail to help each other come through in common grounds of understanding. It is wrong to steal. You don't take without informing. If you did, don't wait to be discovered. Okay? Thank you very much, Crystal. Chooks Crystal from Kubwa. Good afternoon, Swad. That's white stealing. This is who now? Okay, you didn't put your name. I think Olisa from Lube. Good evening, my dear. How's work? And then, all right. I don't know. You keep complaining about our messages and our adverts. Maybe you should just learn to get used to it, because I don't know how we can stop the adverts. Right. We're getting to the end of the show gradually. Let me see who is here. Hello. Okay. That doesn't really come through. Okay. It's already 2:59, and I think I have to go right now, but not without being tempted to take this call. Hello?
Hello, Swat. Good afternoon.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you. My name is Uche. Yeah, all right. Please, let's try to clearly identify these two things. Stealing is stealing. Let's call it a spade. And what is the definition of stealing? Taking someone's thing without permission or the legal rights. Inasmuch as you're in a marriage, your money is your money. My money is my money. If you take my money, you have to tell me that you took my money. That makes it not stealing. But when you take the money without letting me know, it becomes stealing. And these are the moral lessons. Children. So we cannot be teaching them one thing and doing another thing. So let's kindly differentiate that and make it clear. Thank you.
All right. Straight to the point, without missing words. My money is my money, your money is your money, and that's it. Hello?
Hello. Yeah. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Are you hearing me?
I can hear you loud and clear. What's your name?
Beautiful. My name is Francis. I'm calling back again. You know, my sister, I don't know. Maybe you would have kind of reshape this question. Let me be individual families, individual couples, because some of us are beginning to answer this question generally, looking at it from their own perspective. I mean, because to me, some other people may even also see this strange, what I'm saying. But to me, it sounds so strange that husband and wife should have reason to accuse each other of stealing or not stealing, because I don't think it's necessary.
So you're giving us your opinion, but they're also giving their own opinion. So I don't know from what perspective, again, people can come from, because you don't see it that way, but another person sees it that way based on their values and their, you know, how they see things.
My sister, I am a grown-up person talking to you. Just hold on. I want to give an advice to those who are going to marry tomorrow and those who are just to build a foundation before you go into marriage. So that you don't have, because it's so strange to hear that somebody can steal from his wife. For me, it's so strange to hear that somebody can steal from her husband. So, and at some point, a man should take his wife's money and now wait to the end because he can start taking money from that point. I don't know why a responsible woman will take money from her husband and now wait to the end and start denying it. It's a matter of responsibility. So, please, let us look at this thing. Because there are no two families that are the same. For me, it is so strange. And let us not allow this to pester in any family. That's what I'm saying. For those who are out there going into my thing, don't let this pester your family. Don't even get to a point where you need to suspect your wife or your wife needs to suspect you. Whatever that could be made to such discrepancies should be passed out immediately. That is how I think we should go. Thank you.
All right. All right, thank you so much for that. And that will be the final call this afternoon. Thank you so much for the contribution. I mean, it just had to come up because the guy was feeling guilty. He felt he stole from his wife or something. So, I mean, it's a general question. And I don't know how else people can come. There's no one hard and fast rule for everybody. Different families, different values, different ways that spouses look at things. I mean, for you, you don't feel there should be anything like stealing between a husband and wife. But another person would take it as a big deal if that happens. And that's why we have differences in opinion. And I think that's very okay that people, you know, stick to what they know. But then at the same time, find what works for both you and your spouse and work or run along with that. This is where I come to the end of the Sunny Side today. Thank you so much for participating. I'll make it a point of duty to come back again on Monday. I must. It's my duty. So I have to report for that. My name is Swat. You guys enjoy your weekend. God bless you. And I'll see you on Monday.
For information,
current affairs, and more.
The president used his last Democracy Day address to talk about several issues, including security.
It is this same government that decided it. It all went on that.
Join the conversation
right here.
Let's talk.
So do share the facts on Hard Fact.
Hard Fact.
Hard Fact with Kimberly, 3 to 6 p.m. live on 95.1 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
This is Hard Facts.
Hard Facts.
On 95.1 Nigeria Info.
Hard Facts people, good afternoon. Thank you so much for staying with 95.1 Nigeria Info. The Friday you have been waiting for is finally here. Oops, what am I seeing in front of me? Terrorist plans to marry a female abducted passenger to commander who is in love with one of the Kaduna train attacks. Yikes. All right, I wish I didn't see that headline. It's just going to throw me off a bit. But it's just a reminder that there are people still pretty much in captivity. I was chatting with someone I know who worked with the Railway Corporation. I said, oh, the rest of them will soon be released. They're in talks and all of that. And days after, nothing. The closest we got to any update is a statement that we can't start operation of the train line, seeing that we still have people in captivity. So it's pretty much there. They still have a good number of them. And to take this threat to a different level by saying you're going to marry off one of the passengers to a commander is getting almost ridiculous. But yeah, just one of those scroll bars you see on TV in front of you. I think it's a program on one of our national TV programs. All right then. It's 9 minutes after three. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for staying with 95.1 Nigeria Info. Trust you've been having a great conversation, listening to all the talks, the conversation, educational, informative, and maybe a tad of entertainment also that you get with the good music and all played. I'm sure you're getting entertained. Thank you so much for staying with us. And I hope you're going to stay with me to the end of the program. I'll be here till 7. Once I'm done, it'll be time for sport and then talk night with Black Coffee. My name is Kimberly Wachuku. You can call me Kim, the Oracle, the Fellow, OTF, anyone. I go by it. And I would love for you to be a part of the show today. If you've never called before, make it a duty today to call into Nigeria Info and into Hard Facts Show. We also have Hard Facts Light from 4:30 to 6 p.m. Chukwudi General, hopefully, will be here for that show. And it will make for even great conversation. So if you're ready, I'm ready. Thank God it's Friday. Whoop, whoop. Oh, yes, we move. Thank you so, so much. And Fridays are usually open mic. It means that we get to listen to your big story of the day, the week, the month, local, national, international, eyewitness report, situation update. It's open mic, so we get to hear all kinds of conversation and all kinds of issues brought to the fore today. So I will be here listening, and I'm sure a lot of people will be listening and be wondering, so what will trend today? But talking about trends, we couldn't stop, or you. Yeah, I stopped talking about it. There were a lot of important things to talk about. I don't know about you, but there are people who just could not stop talking about Shettima's outfit to the NBA conference. And there was also a challenge to follow it up. Hashtag Shettima Challenge, in which a lot of people were seen wearing either oversized coat and very elongated tie and all shades of sneakers, canvas, and whatever it is you call them. So, to perhaps, you know how they say in Nigeria, to die the matter. They have sort of put out a reason why he had to dress that way. The All Progressive Congress vice presidential candidate, Kashim Shettima, explained why he wore sneakers to the Nigerian Bar Association conference in Lagos on Monday. Shettima, who represented the presidential candidate, Bola Tinubu, at the event, was dressed in a black suit, a red tie, accompanied by a pair of gym shoes, which stirred reaction from social media users. The event was attended by, you know, presidential candidate of other parties. And but justifying his style in a video clip shared on social media on Thursday, Shettima, who is a former Borno State governor, said he deliberately wore sneakers to the event, you know, as per trendsetter. But hey, he said, I was in Lagos for the NBA conference. It was held in Ikuta. It was largely funded by the Lagos State government, the APC government of Lagos State. Subsequently, they moved to Eko Atlantic City, a product of an idea conceived by Siwaju Bola Ahmed Tinubu. When I saw my RIS team, what does that mean? One of the presidential candidates, his team held meeting for three consecutive nights to commit mischief. When I was told it was a hostile crowd, I'm a banker, trained by one of the best bankers in the world. I'm a Jean Ovier boy. So, I deliberately wore sneakers to the NBA to mock at them. Now, speaking at the NBA conference, Shettima said when elected, he and the APC presidential candidate will replicate the achievement recorded by Tinubu in Lagos State, and that Nigeria has the capacity to see through worn-out rhetorics and sophistry of pretentious politicians. Nigeria should follow the man way no road from day one. We'll hit the ground running, will promptly address the issue of the economy, ecology, and security. And we have the antecedent. I went on to, you know, during the program, highlight the things he did in Borno State as governor and what Tinubu did in Lagos State as governor. And, well, they intend to do more, he said. So, all right. So it was deliberate, huh? He wore that outfit to mock people. Feels like jokes on him. But it, you know what? It just felt like... I see suits and sneakers on celebrities and looking very trendy. So I thought he was trying to catch on with the, you know, the fad, the fashion of the day. I didn't know there was a political undertone to it. Now that I know, it makes it even funnier. But it's all good. I just thought to share that with you. Let's go to the phone line. Don't be back Friday. Please don't talk about this. Talk about any other thing. All right. 0700 951 0000. Or if you're female, you're in the diaspora, and you want to contribute, you can call us via WhatsApp. You're permitted to do that. 0809 993 0137 is the number to call. It's open mic. We're giving 2 minutes, but hey, we're not going to be too generous. Means that there are lots of people waiting. So I know what you have to say is very important, but we need to hear from the next man or woman also. So keep it at 2 minutes, all right? Hello? Hello?
Hello, good afternoon, Mr. King.
Good afternoon, you're welcome. What's your name?
My name is Caleb, and I'm calling you from Guareba.
Caleb, welcome.
Yeah, my open mic is on ASU.
Oh, Caleb. You know what, Caleb? Call us back. We don't know what happened, but you can call back. Hello?
And God is fighting.
Whoop, whoop. I greet you.
Thank you, my dear. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Is Adeomi calling?
Ah, Adeomi. I thought you'd be in London with the big boys. That's where everybody's hanging out and meeting now.
Let me be here.
It's okay.
They don't value us. That's why they're taking everything to London. But there's no way we can do without them. We must pick one among them. All I believe that this country will be great again. By the grace of God, if the day will be the best, we can go London now. Thank God, not the only Tinubu. I don't know why only Tinubu is the one, as he call himself, city boy. Everywhere, all angles, Tinubu. But thank God, as people have seen London, okay, it's only one person, we don't know where it belongs. Out of my 2 minutes. Kim, I want to talk about issue of this Malami and this Abayali. I said this earlier with his wife. I beg Mama to write this business. He should not put anything pertaining second negative because it's bad. In 2023 budget, we have had enough. How many kilometers Lagos is bad? If you're familiar with Lagos, from Ibadan to Lagos is just 45 minutes. And we have been in this road for over 7 years. Every time, every budget, second negative, if you really lose the other time, Lagos is bad. What is going on? What have they even done? From Lagos to Ogere is how many kilometers? From Ogere to Tagam Junction, this is the Elephant Cement Junction. So if I talk to 10 minutes, how many kilometers have they done? That one. If we are talking about second major bridge, we don't.
Hello?
I don't understand. I know Nita Wewe. I can hear you.
Okay.
I can hear you, Steve.
No,
taking out of hand.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we're waiting for you to wrap up, though.
I can hear you. So I'm telling you, please, Mr. President and Malami, you people should hear God. Not this money, just this thing.
All right.
Nothing you will take to anywhere. Abba, we understand.
All right, Adeomi. Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Kim.
You're welcome.
Thank you. This is Mary from Gwagwalada. Happy weekend.
Wish you say, Mary.
Thank you. I want to talk on Abacha Loot.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank Abacha first for saving money in Nigeria. And then I want to ask how Malami managed to dispense the money physically, psychologically first before the money is even repatriated to Nigeria. And whether it is Malami's responsibility as the minister of an attorney general of the Federation. I don't know whether it's his responsibility to disburse that money when it comes, or he's the one who instructs them to disburse the money. I don't know whether that's his responsibility. So I was taken aback when we just heard that they're going to repatriate $23 million. And then in the evening, I saw Malami on television already telling us how they are going to spend the money. Is it that they had planned the expenditure and kept before even the UK or America said they were going to repatriate the money? That's what I don't understand. Please, maybe I'll need an explanation. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Who's got an explanation for Mary, though? Hello? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Kimberly.
You're welcome.
Maxman,
you need to project.
Okay, my open mic is on. Let me start by saying, what kind of country is the country called Nigeria? It is only in this country that money got missing. Snake. I've not seen nowhere any species of snake that feed on a vegetable. Yet, it is in this country that snake swallow millions. The outcome of that case, we have not heard anything about. Only in this country again, gorilla carried money. The outcome of that case, we don't know. And again, in this country, Termites eating documents that are supposed to be left in an archive. And that is the end. So what should we expect? Kind of a country should we expect tomorrow with all this our carelessness? We don't care if you can, if you find yourself in authoritative position. Do whatever you want to do. When you come as tribal day, it is the breeze that turns to earth. And then earth turns to breeze. And people will just keep quiet. I don't think we have a good future ahead of us if we continue this. Thank you for the opportunity.
All right. Thank you very much, Maxman. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Yeah, what's your name?
Kim.
Yeah?
I greet you.
I greet you too.
Good luck.
Okay.
Yes. My own is on southeastern Nigeria and the Nigerian politics. You know, know, before, my friend, you used to tell me that anytime there's an election like this, many of my kinsmen would come out, plenty of them, even for presidency. For...
Hello? Okay. Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, hi, Swag.
It's going okay, and yours?
I want to. My name is Alex, calling from Abuja here.
All right.
Yeah, thank you very much. You are doing a wonderful job. May God continue to bless you.
Amen. Bless you too.
Yeah. But, concerning the open mind, I have a. I just want to confirm. I know that they are done with this voter registration card. So how about like the people that will get their freedom from prison, like the thousands of Nigerians, if not millions, that will get their freedoms from prison from now to the day of election, and they don't have voter cards. So how are they going to carry out, how are they going to vote? Because I've been trying to, sometimes I will send message concerning this vote, concerning this issue. I know sometimes maybe you people will raise it, but I don't know because it's a serious issue to me. It's a serious issue to me. That is why I'm trying to find out if there is any provision for my neck, like the people that they will release for prison, because from now to period of election, at least there is not taking more than millions of people, or if not thousands, so to say. So how is there any provision for them to register or for them to vote if they don't have PVC? So that is my question, and God bless you.
Mm. All right, thank you very much. God bless you too, Alex. Hello.
Hello, hi, Jesus Christ. God. Good afternoon.
Oh, wow. Well, Jesus and God, all at once. You've been trying. Oh, okay, now I get it. So you did not believe you were going to pick your call.
Wallahi.
You're welcome. What's your name?
My name is Joseph.
Welcome,
I'm
Joseph.
I'm calling from Abuja. Okay.
Go ahead.
I have a report. I don't know. In this Abuja, I observed that when traffic light is working, that is where you find policemen. I mean, like those people that normally stay on a junction. Mm. But when traffic light is not working, you don't see them there. And a lot of things can happen, like accidents and other things. Please, I don't know. Because something just happened around there. People say there was no traffic light, but I had something like accident. Yeah, but police was not there. But if there's traffic light, they will be there to catch people. It's not good.
Mm.
Thank you. God bless you, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, James.
I greet you. What's your name? Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon, James.
We can hear you, sir.
Yes, good afternoon.
Wow.
Can you hear me?
All right. Apparently, you can hear us, so call us back. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. You're welcome.
Yeah, welcome, Tim. How are you today?
I'm all right. And you?
Oh, that's good. I'm Moses. I'm calling from Abuja.
Welcome, Moses.
Yes. Well, my comment is just on the last caller that called. He's talking about the Labour Party presidential candidate that also went to London. Before he left, he told Nigerians where he's going to and what he's going to do. He said he's going to meet Nigerians in the diaspora. He's going to Canada, he's going to, that is why what he told Nigerians. So it's not that he has followed those other group of people to go and do what they are doing there. So that's my only contribution. Thank you.
All right, Moses. Thank you. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah? Okay. Is it me or is there something wrong with the phone line that the calls are dropping? I need to understand. Hello?
No, Kim, you're hiding.
I'm okay.
Hope you're having a good time.
I'm having a great time. Besides, I just resumed, so energy level is still high. What's your name?
My name is Emeka.
Emeka.
From Cal.
All right, Emeka. Talk to us.
All right. You know, when we discuss the issue of Nigeria, it becomes very disturbing. Sometimes we get emotional.
Mm.
We've been talking, and we're not getting solutions. How do we come up with solutions? Used to people that are recycling themselves as our leaders, as our politicians, they are the same people. They are friends, and we keep, you know, fighting each other on the basis of trying to sell our candidate. And at the end of it all, they have one interest. I don't know if you can hear me.
We're listening.
Yeah, in government in Nigeria, that the whole president of the nation was kicked out of office because of what they told us. Mice. I don't know. In some houses in Abuja, we don't have these things, these rodents. You know, all this drama about rats, about snake, about termite, the genesis of it all is when we accepted the one that came from the president on how he did not resume office based on the there are so much of dramas. We don't even know the fate of ordinary Nigerians. Travel abroad and see how Nigerians are scattered all over the world looking for greener pastures. Sometimes you are confronted by the white people you came to their place. They will ask you, what are you doing in our country? You're in Nigeria, you're supposed to be in your country. Our forefathers built this place for us, you're not supposed to be here. No. Traveling with Nigerian passport is one of the most difficult things in traveling abroad. This green passport. You understand? And when we get over there, you know, the conditions sometimes might not be that friendly, might not be that, you know, pleasurable. But most of the times you prefer to stay in the midst of these people. They are kicking you, they hate you, they discriminate you, but you still prefer to stay with them because you don't know what, you know, you're coming back to Nigeria. Now, when I was in Moscow, you know, I discovered that it was only Nigerian students who refused to go back to their country after studies. People from Uganda, people from Burundi, people from Congo, from Tanzania, from other African countries, they want to return back to their nations. They want to go and impact in their country. A lot of Nigerians wanted, who were willing to change their religion, change their name and everything to move to places like Saudi Arabia because they wanted a better life. I just want to tell you, categorically, that we don't have any future in Africa, in Nigeria, in news Nigeria. Other Africans are coming up with development, with other things. We are in Nigeria looking for where cows will sleep, looking for, you know, how do we do this, how do we find the route for cows.
All right, Tameka.
You know, other people are saying, I had one of your invites, I don't know his position, her position in Nigeria, telling us that China asked them how did they repatriate Nigerians, how many Nigerians from...
You're talking about the director of the Diaspora Commission, Abike Dabiri.
For me, that comment didn't bend my imagination. I was like, China could ask you this, how did they repatriate? And in reaction, how did they come up with building aircraft, building the most fastest plane in the world, and so on, and some of all these
technology
that the world will look at and say, how did you do that?
All right, Tameka.
China is asking you, come on, telling us with plenty of lies, because keep praising the president.
Thank you, Emeka. I think we get the crux of your issue today. And that's what life is for the average Nigerian and Nigerians. Hello? Oh, dear. Hello?
Hello, good afternoon, please.
Yes. Welcome.
My regards to you, Afrika.
I wish you say, what's your name?
My name is Olajide. I'm calling from Mantama.
Okay, Olajide.
Yeah, my open mic on this is a good one. You know me, I'm in Mantama. That I can never be happy. If opponents are abusing my brother, calling him to home, demonizing me, and they want my people to vote for their candidate. How is that possible?
There's a way you can pay. There's no way I can be mentioning or be demonizing me and these people will be happy with me. They will never. But that's what they are doing. And they think that when we take Mr. Vito, where they think they will take him to. I hope. These people will say it's project they are dividing or it's not the project they are dividing ourselves. If somebody come on here on radio, be calling somebody dead body, this kind of name, and this are the things.
My brother, are you, Olajide, are you saying something that happened previously? Because I'm not aware of anybody calling anybody into a radio show and insulting, except you're telling me something happened a show before mine, and you have to give context. I don't understand if there's a context to what you're talking about, the dead body. Was it on Nigeria Info? Is there a formal complaint you're making? Because the line wasn't even so clear to even truly understand where you're coming from. Hello?
Okay.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
This who now?
Fabrice is calling from Akokoro.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, good day. Nigeria, my brother, Nigeria. We must come out of here someday. I want to say something. Sometimes on Wednesday, they said Obi always mentioning figure, no fact and all that. But what I want to say is this. If you check Obi's record in Anambra State, when he came to power, Anambra was 21st state economically. And he left Anambra, the second most vibrant economy in Nigeria, the second most vibrant economy in Nigeria history. And that fact are there. So I think the facts for me are always there, very, very, very difficult for people to record and all that. So Nigeria, the way we're going about this brother thing, I can't understand. But let's talk about what a candidate can do for Nigeria, not for primary sake and all that. That's not an issue, but before he was right from the time he was governor till now. So he's a dissident. I don't care to see that Nigeria will be great under his voice. So we shouldn't be putting brother, sister, whatever tribal religion and into all these political things. It's open for everybody to exploit. So let's exploit it as well. But I believe Obi as a Nigerian president, I'm not campaigning anymore. I'm trying to protect you that he's always giving figures to go back. I don't know the political effects of the fact that the electoral number are the second most vibrant economic state in Nigeria. They go to Lagos. And in Lagos, you know that because of federal government facilities in Lagos, that's why it's even better. But it said that their record, after the federal government, Lagos have about 30% debt profile in the country, of which the whole Lagos as it is invested already. So these are things of pay. So you take out of the 80 stadium, in the southwest.
Mm.
He says all of them are very, very indebted, don't like the country is. And this is what we're trying to avoid. We're trying to see somebody that can cut off them because they'll be left Anambra as a debt-free state and a lot of money in the coffers. So these are things we're trying to correct so that let's see how Nigeria can move forward. I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Thank you very much. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
I greet you.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
My name is Anthony.
All right, Anthony. We're listening.
Yeah, this is my first time coming on your
show. Ooh. Welcome, yeah. First-time caller, Anthony.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, the caller who called before the last. Yes, I want to make a comment on what he actually said. You know, we have friends of co parties, but right now they are sitting in the job. Parties that that are really hot now, the KDP, the APC, and the. So I want to ask you, is it only Obi supporters that are doing that? What about the KDP? You know, these are the things that we've been experiencing. You know, just the people who just create something and just
directed to the obedience or the obedience of others, and they'll say, ah, because they are doing it for their brother. See, I grew up in Lagos. I speak Yoruba, I speak Igbo, I speak a little bit of Hausa. So, you think this thing of maybe we are from your brother or know your brother, that is not what we are talking about here. Things, we need things to change. That's just the message I want to pass to them. Those who believe that maybe there is one brother somewhere or something, maybe it is not like that. If we don't arrest this, or if we don't arrest the situation now, things are going to be bad. That's just from my suggestion, my comment to them.
All right. Thank you very much, first time caller Anthony. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Okay.
What happened to your voice? Is it a cold?
Yeah,
it's Mrs. O. Mrs. O. Oh, for 1 second I thought it was Mommy Z. Sorry about that. Go ahead, Mrs. O.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm fine.
Yeah. No, I've been sick for a while. So I'm just managing myself.
Oh, okay. I didn't know about
take
that.
Take me as I am now. Yeah.
Oh. We appreciate you. Get well soon.
Thank you. So I just had a lot of people talking about this lecturer issues. And I want to say that there was a day someone was saying something about their fighting for their pocket. Yes, of course, you have to fight for your pocket when you are working. You are working somewhere. That is the reality of life. I work with a government organization. That is why I don't use my name. And we use IDPIH. Kim, it's not funny because you will work overtime and IDPIH is not showing an IDPIH. You are not paid overtime. I remember when I was posted to another state, there are times I will enter Abuja around 11 o'clock and they will not pay me for it. I'm doing this job because, it's not because of the salary, it's because I love my job. Because I am really impacting, you know, knowledge into the lives of the youth. That's the way I work. I work for the youth. I work for. So IPIH is not working. This is one of the things these lecturers are fighting for. Go and ask one of your professors. Some of them are not collecting up to 200,000 as salary. I am telling you, real professors, they are not. So when we are talking, we are scolding them. We should please Google is your friend. Get information. Know what they are fighting for. Go back to your university and see how bad that school is right now. The only university in Nigeria that is really standing when it comes to building and all that is the University of Lagos State. Why? Because their alumni is working. They are really pumping money into it. Go to other federal universities. You will enter and you will cry. My brother is a staff in UNILAG. So I know what I'm saying. So please, when you say they are fighting for their okay, you cannot work for hours. I don't, when you were in school, there are some lecturers that I'm very attractive. They ask you to even come on Saturdays. I don't know whether you experienced.
Yeah.
Right now, there is IPIS. How are they going to pay them? Because IPIS does not know anything about overtime. In my office, we call it overtime. Because you just do it to kill yourself. At the end of the day, nobody is being paid. Call the airport. Government should please listen to and attend. This one. They said they won't pay them. In developed nations, when you go on strike, they pay you. Those of you should bear the brunt. Maybe they will pay them out. I don't know. But they should not say they will not pay them at all. It's not done.
All right.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you, Mrs. O. And get well soon. Hello. If you're wondering what we're talking about, is anything you want to talk about, actually, it's open mic. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon, Kim.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, this is Hola from Lugo.
Hola, we're listening.
Yeah, you see, online, I had actually chosen not to call these people. I mean, at least to give them, other people, the chance to make their views known, too. But the kind of reaction, I mean, the
around the level of intolerance being shown by the obedient. You understand? And you know, there's no game thing about that. There's no need for us to come on here and begin to pad issues or pad our work. It is known that when it comes to showing intolerance to other
obedient being violent, that is what? How many people have touched on it now? 3 people. Okay, it's all right. Hello? Hello? Oops. Apparently, the problem might be from this end. Hello?
Yeah, good afternoon, Finn.
I greet you. How you doing?
That's fine. This is Peter calling from Abuja.
Peter, welcome.
Thank you. It is quite laughable that Nigerians at this critical period of their time, especially the youth, whose economy has been rocked, whose future it can be said to be hopeless unless something is done, are here fighting for politicians. This one calls himself obedience. This one calls himself Tinubu. This one calls himself Emilio. This one calls himself articulated. They are not even looking at the cost of the issue. I wonder, okay, let's don't like to talk about violence, those who are being violent. Who are those who used to attack people during election? Kick people, attack people not to vote. Who are those during registration that went ahead, beating people and destroying where they are registering? Well, we can continue on our sentiment, but the truth of the matter is that the future of your children are at stake. All these politicians you are thinking you are covering, don't know you. When they get here, whether now your brother, whether now your sister, when we were campaigning during 2014 and 2019, some people will say, you hate this man. No, point is, I'm not performed. Today it is daily. Most of people have lost their job. Most people have been kidnapped. Most people cannot even go to school. And now, another opportunity has come for us to sit down and look at among these candidates, which one can better the nation? We are getting sentiment, it's my tribe, it is their tribe, it's that one, it's this one. Well, we can go ahead and fool ourselves, but the opportunity has been given to us. If we have not learned by now, I think, I don't even know what to tell us. We are, but the politicians are in London, enjoying themselves, their children are abroad. What is the plan you have for your children? Among all these politicians you are covering, are you sincerely within your heart, believe they can work for better, or because you decide to hate somebody, for hating sake, or because you want to love for somebody for loving sake, and forgetting the citizens and the interests of your nation. Thank you, King.
All right.
Let me continue. Hello?
Hello? Oh, dear. Welcome. Your radio is on, though. What is this feedback, my brother, that you're giving? Turn off your radio, first of all, I greet you.
Hello?
Turn off your radio. Can't hear me, apparently. Hello? Anybody home? All right. I think, is it raining? I need to know what's affecting the phone line. So let's go. Oh, someone is waiting on WhatsApp. Female, I hope. Hello?
Hello?
You had better be a madam. Hello? Oh, quietly drops on his own because... Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Welcome.
Yeah, good evening.
What's your name, sir?
Eyewitness,
so Engineer Bob, welcome.
We just suffered on the airport road today.
Waiting they happen.
There was a serious accident. We spent like 1 hour in the
road. What part of airport road?
They have opened the road and nobody took out for radio. I was trying to come, but I couldn't get you. Thank God, the road is open.
What part precisely did it happen?
Yeah, it happened immediately after Nube police signpost. Before you reach the glory door. Now, I believe the holdup has reached Tantata Bridge by now. Ooh. But the road has been opened.
So vehicles are moving now?
Serious.
Do you know how bad the accident is?
Yeah. Then, issue of
presidential
candidates going to London. Let them talk well, though. We know who will go first. Then my advice for people that become violent on internet, they should know that violence on visual media and violence at polling booth is the same. So, INEC should take census of the people that are causing violence so that they watch them out during election, because it will transform from violence on social media to violence during election. So they should do electronic spooling of areas of violence and supporters that are having tendencies of going violent during election. They should get ready for them to arrest them. Thank you.
All right. Interesting. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
I greet you. Welcome.
My name is Martin.
Martin, we're listening.
Yeah. Please, I want to talk about something that is happening in Kubwa. Buhari, Kubwa, and Dusse Ali. This Okada Union, or whatever they call them. Please, the police and LCT ministers should help us to sanitize that area, because Abuja is not only the center town, the central area. Those guys, they will drop you from the Okada, and they will be smoking all manner of things. Secondly, the waterways along army pension scheme, you will see them dropping dustbins. They will push this car, drop dustbins. They will be dropping it there, and people, officers will be passing them. Nobody will question them. Please, the FCC minister should help us. We are talking about security, and these people, they are becoming a security threat to those people that live in those houses. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Martin. Hello.
Hello. Hey.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Good afternoon.
I greet you too. What's happening?
This is Mr. Steven.
Mr. Steven, we're listening.
Thank God it's Friday.
Whoop, whoop.
Good afternoon, Abuja, Nigeria, Nico. Good afternoon, our listeners. Home and abroad. Well, my own thing is on the issue of our political party and our election coming 2023. You know, I'm a PDP fan, but when I lost being a PDP fan, my faith in PDP is what the plan they brought forward at the end of it. I don't see, because one, I suppose I was mad on the many people who have been listening to me, but when I see to resist on coming back again to contest for elections, I lose faith on PDP, because we have been from the beginning zoning the whole thing, reaching the turn of Southeast, everybody turned things around. And then the journalists should be reminding us what is the issue of what was the problem in this country at the initial beginning. Is because of what? Cheating. But if you say the truth will set you free. And the whole thing comes in this way. But I thank God that God turned things around. We are hoping again, since things can revive in Labour Party. But Nigerians should take things to wise and think very well. I'm not talking about being, more especially being in Southeastern, but I'm talking about the three political parties that have more talk now. We know the best of them. But we know that the left, let me not complain, but the movement, we believe that that can bring the peace and unity that you have been praying for, that you have before, that we lost it. But believe you me, 2023, by obedience, we'll get that peace and the unity that Nigeria is lagging for. Thank you, Kim, and thank you, Nigerian Info, for your effort in making us to give our ear to the air. And
all
I
right.
bless, God bless Nigeria.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
And they say people should not be looking for trouble anymore. People are reporting too much aggression. I don't know if it's made up or real, but it's something to pay attention to. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
I greet you.
I'm not a madam.
No, you have to be madam. Your name has to be Mrs. You hear me? Not even Mrs. Mrs. or Hajia or something. Or else you shouldn't be calling us via WhatsApp, all right? Call 0700-951-0000. You're only allowed to call us
Hello?
If you're in the diaspora or female via WhatsApp. Hello?
Hello?
Yes,
yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah, okay, sorry. The phone went off. Let me quickly complete my thought.
No, but your thought was well completed.
No, the phone went off now.
You don't mean it.
Honestly, it is Ola from Dubai.
Ola, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Wrap
yeah,
it up.
Yeah, but before I continue, look.
Ola, 30 seconds, wrap up.
Yeah, before I said, if there's anybody, nobody's fighting on radio, if you think what people are saying, we're just contributing to national cause. If you think what people are saying, it's not comfortable to you, you can hop your radio. I hold my radio, yeah, you understand? So people should not come and criticize people for talking on radio. We talk and we think we have one or two things to contribute to the national cause. That's the essence of what. Listen, no one
will
allow me to talk. Let's just
leave it
that way. Thank you.
All right, Ola. Apparently, there's so much. We would all need therapy. What is going on, people? Election, we've not even gotten closer. Okay, we're getting closer to it, so I can understand how things are heating up. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon, the Oracle.
I greet you. You're welcome.
My name is Alasi. I greet all Nigerian Info listeners home and abroad. My name is Alasi. I want to start by greeting the women. I greet... Among Mrs. O, I greet.
You don't freeze.
Mrs. Pardon? No, Abba.
Okay,
Abba,
well,
Abba,
let's
Abba,
mention
Abba,
the two
Abba.
Women who have called. Mrs. O called. Mary from Gwagwalada called.
Mary from Gwagwalada, Mommy D, Sunshine.
Okay.
And this lady that always sent text, Hafsat.
Okay.
And open mic, right?
Yes.
I want to talk about the security. I want government to reject in the aspect of security. Now, they are trying, the city is trying. And they should make sure that the victims of the Kaduna trend are released. Most especially that Agrupa law is done, that they were in kind of threatening to marry her to the commander of terrorists, on which, I hear the man that was facilitating in negotiating for the release of the abductor. And he was in kind of saying that he's calling Khan to do something about that, because they have said that they are going to marry her to their commander. This is the girl that comes from a poor family. In fact, their family member reacted. They say, in fact, he came to Abuja here to collect a designer, to supply a designer material here. So on her way, she fall into the hands of the terrorists. She didn't bargain for that. She bought a government train. She didn't even go with public transport. She supported a government train. So the government have the responsibility to see that these girls and others are rescued. We want all of this to be rescued. We know what happened to Leah Jaribu. I always ask about Leah Jaribu. I always say, where is Leah Jaribu? Still up to now. Is it because she's not a governor daughter? Is it because she's not a minister daughter? I'm telling you, if she's among those caliber people, they would have released Leah Jaribu. This, because this woman, she came from the former ground, she's the daughter of nobody. That is why, in fact, I feel like they're reluctant in the aspect of rescue her. We want all the abductors, all the people in the hands of the terrorists to be released, even with me, I will tell you. Do you remember that? Still up to now, they are still there. And nothing has been done. Government, please reject the help of Baba before you go. Make sure all the people that are in the hands of the terrorists, they be free before we know that you are trying the aspect of security. My body, thank you. I appreciate you too.
All right, thank you very much, Selassie. The Burning Yaori girls, I know there was a rescue effort bringing Yaori. I doubt they're still there. They've been released. but it's something to double confirm.